There has probably never been a program on the air for a long, long time that has caused so much comment, so much discussion as Dr. Robinson's last broadcast. From that one short talk, he has received countless letters from thinking people everywhere. Yet this is really not to be wondered at when you consider that in the short space of 1 year, Dr. Robinson's amazing discovery flashed clear around the globe, that today he has students in every part of the world. That in itself is evidence that he has discovered something big, something vital, something extremely important to every one of us. Before his last broadcast, I promised you that he would reveal some amazing facts, some illuminating truths, and I make that same promise again. It will be very much worth your while to listen to every word he has to say. And so once again, we will hear the voice of Dr. Frank Robinson, the man whose work is one of today's international topics. And here is your guide, ready to take you to Dr. Robinson's study.
Through the magic of radio, let's take a trip way out yonder to a happy home which nestles snugly among the pine-covered hills of northern Idaho. The home of Dr. Frank Robinson. At this time of day, we will probably find him seated at the console of his magnificent pipe organ. And as we walk up the path toward the house, we pause to listen. How do you do, Doctor?
Well, I'm certainly glad to see you back again. Won't you come in? Just make yourself comfortable.
Thank you, Dr. Robinson. We were just listening to you play the organ. I only wish I had the ability on the pipe organ you have.
It is not so much ability as a recognition of the constant presence of the power controlling the vital things of life.
Doctor, is that the power you spoke of during our last little talk? The power that a person can, as you said, tune in on, tap, use to make his own life happier, fuller, more successful? Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean exactly. The power that created the universe.
But that's God, isn't it, Dr. Robinson?
It all depends on how you think of God, how you define the word.
Well, the major systems of religion in this country teach that God is the infinite creator of the universe, and that he came down to earth in the form of a man. Now, isn't that correct?
Yes, that is what they teach.
Then we are told, I believe, that the message of salvation brought into the world by this man was not accepted. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We are also told that instead of his message being accepted, the one who brought it was crucified and buried, after which he arose from the grave, ascended into heaven, where he now is. Is that a fact?
That is exactly the teaching of most of our major religious systems today. Only, it is not true.
You mean to tell me, Doctor, that this story is not true?
Well, what I am going to say now will probably cause consternation among some religious organizations, although they themselves know me very well, and they have been unable to date to successfully refute one thing I have ever written in any of my books or magazine articles. To be honest with myself and with the 120 million Americans in this country, I am bound to say to you that instead of the story being original, it is only an absolute copy of similar stories held by other religious organizations of far greater age than this so-called Christian philosophy being advocated today. Furthermore, would it surprise you if I told you that my last book has in it a list of 16 crucified world saviors prior to the time of Christ? Would that surprise you?
It certainly would. For I had no idea that the crucifixion story, the resurrection story, and the Immaculate Conception story had ever been told before the time of Christ.
That is exactly what millions of people think, who do not know the facts and have not taken the trouble to find out the facts.
Well, Doctor, I give you credit for knowing what you're talking about. For no man in 5 years' time could have met with the amazing response you have had unless his philosophy of life were true and did actually answer the religious question for hundreds of thousands of people.
I make no claim to possessing any superior knowledge or ability along religious lines. The only claim I make is that after many years of honest investigation of the story told to me by my father, who is a Baptist preacher, I have found that story to be absolutely untrue.
Well then, Doctor, in your opinion, where does the truth lie?
I am glad you asked that question. Now let me answer it by asking you a question. Where do you think is the place to go to find the secrets of life? In other words, has it ever occurred to you that instead of the great God of this universe manifesting himself to only one man 2,000 years ago and then hiding himself, that this great creative intellect might be still manifesting himself to us? And has it further occurred to you that the doctrines of God might be very effectively hidden from the human race because they are so totally different from the supposed doctrines you and I have been taught from childhood? Did that ever appeal to you?
Well, I'd never thought about it in exactly that way.
You and I do not have to wait until we die and gather beyond the tomb before we can know the existence of the great God law behind this universe. We can find out that supreme intelligence here and now.
Well, Dr. Robinson, that is a stupendous statement. Now will you explain to me, please, just how we may find the actual power of this God law, as you call it? And will you also tell me, please, in what way that great God law manifests itself in the human life after you have found it?
Well, I certainly will. And you are going to be a different man after this interview. Instead of God coming down to this earth in the form of a man and all the rest of that, let me say to you right off that God is no personality of any kind and never was. The supreme intelligence which caused this created universe to be is fundamentally a spiritual law. And you ask me, I believe, what the manifestations of this law were. Well, now, what do you think they should be? What are the things you need to make your life what you feel it should be? Isn't there a feeling within you that you are only partially living up to the opportunities you have? Do you feel supremely happy in your accomplishments today? You certainly do not. All right now. The spiritual God law, when found and intelligently followed, can provide every normal human being with whatever things may be necessary to his or her health, happiness, and abundant success.
Doctor, will you say that again, please? I'm afraid I didn't quite get it.
There exists today, and there has always existed, a spiritual power so dynamic that all other powers or forces fade into insignificance beside it. This spiritual law is God, and it exists in order that every created human being may enjoy life's pleasures and benefits to the very full. As far as I am concerned, I am not in the slightest degree interested in stories told to me about what may happen to me in heaven if I am good down here. That, when you know the origin of the teaching, is the same philosophy of life and God held by every heathen and pagan religion the world has ever seen, and I don't want any of it.
Well, Dr. Robinson, I certainly can see now why your philosophy has caused so much discussion. Now, you say the things taught us by present-day religions aren't true. What's the test of that?
The test is whether or not these teachings will actually work. If the story advocated and taught by present-day religions is true, it will work in my life and yours. And you know, and I know, that it does not work. You can try from now until the crack of doom to find God by those methods, and you will never find him.
Well, let me put my question in a different form. What is the test of your philosophy, your teachings?
The very same test. Does it work? I'd like to read you a letter that I happen to have here. It came in today. I quote, "Dear Dr. Robinson, reporting as I promised after studying your lesson number 16, I actually have come into robust health, domestic, and all-around happiness. I am succeeding nicely in two lines of money-making business, whereas I was ill, divorced, and down and out as a businessman 32 weeks ago when your first lesson reached me. On April the 30th, 1934, I remarried my divorced wife. Why? Well, you know why. Now we are supremely happy. Thanks for revealing a living law to me that does work here and now. Sincerely, your student, C.H.W., I close the quote. And this is only one of literally thousands of similar letters that are in my files. Letters that anyone may come in and examine and discuss with me. I haven't any deep, mysterious secret, any hidden magical formula, nor is my philosophy difficult to understand. On the contrary, it is very easy to understand. It is simply this. Do you not think that the law which created this universe and keeps it running, the law which controls everything from gigantic planetary systems down to the electron, is powerful enough to give you and me the things we need for health, happiness, and success? Of course it is. All we have to do in order to have these things right here and now is to know how to use that law.
And your philosophy teaches us how to use the law?
That is it, exactly.
Well, Dr. Robinson, you've given me a lot of things to think about, a lot of thought to take away with me. But before I go, I'd like to hear you play that selection again. Will you please?
Why, gladly.
You have heard the voice of Dr. Frank Robinson. Perhaps some of the statements he made startled you. They have startled the whole world. But the fact that they have been so widely accepted, the fact that Dr. Robinson has followers all over the world, must prove that his philosophy works, must prove its truth. However, Dr. Robinson does not ask you or anyone to take anything for granted. All he asks is that you put yourself under his guidance for a few months. Then see what happens. Dr. Robinson will be on the air again very soon. Your local announcer will give you the date and exact time. Be sure to tune in. But better still, write to Dr. Robinson for an outline of his discovery and philosophy. There is no charge for this. You will not be obligated in any way. And a penny postcard will bring it. Just address Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho. Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho. Be sure to address your request to the Radio Department so that it will not get mixed up with the thousands of letters from Dr. Robinson's students. We return you now to your local announcer.